KR4 ACR,
this is KR4 AAE. Wow, another KR station. I must be winning the lottery right now.
Well, if you are, we need to split it.
Definitely split it with you. Sounds like your call sign is a fairly new ham as well.
Yeah, December of last year is when I started.
It was about the same time as I got mine, November, December, somewhere in there. But welcome to the endless hobby and the endless amount of tinkering that you can do.
Say that last thing one more time.
Welcome to the hobby where you can tinker and fool around as much as you want to.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You too.
What's the name on the other end there, KR4ACR?
Terry, T-E-R-R-Y.
Terry, it's Steven on this end. What's your QTH right now?
Right now I'm on 85 North, going past Duncan, South Carolina. I've got to go to Spartanburg for a minute. I live in Spartanburg, but I work in Greenville.
Okay. Yeah, you're making it really good into the repeater out there on 185. What kind of gear you got running right now?
Now I have an Anytone 5888, but I have a Yaesu that I haven't got programmed yet to replace it.
Making it pretty good in there. I'm not sure if I can make it in from there yet, but I haven't been out there yet, so couldn't tell you. I'll be out that general vicinity in the next couple days, though.
Seems to me like this radio does pretty good. It's a 50-watt radio, but I don't have it on 50 watts. I think I have it on, like, about 10.
A little scratchy into the repeater, but I can, you're fully legible to me. That's awesome out there. So, what do you do for work?
Courier service, just dispatch trucks, drive trucks, all the above, cars to trucks.
So does that make you a freight forwarder or somebody who provides the service?
No, we're actually a courier service. People call us to make deliveries.
Oh, there's a good chance I may need a courier service here eventually, but we'll know in the next few months here if I need that route or not.
Oh.
I am in the Greenville Taylors area. Been here, maybe 10 plus some odd years. Transplanted, so I don't exactly remember what year I got here.
You might be the one I heard talking about having the 991A.
Correct. I bit the bullet and I'm liking it. Works real good on 2 meters. I got my HF stuff set. I just don't have all the parts to hang the antenna up, but so far everything is working good. A little bit of a steep learning curve, but other than that, the manual is very helpful.
Now, I still hadn't even bought an HF radio. I've been looking for a while now, but other things got in the way.
That happened with me, too. I was going to get an HF rig as soon as I got my general, but again, life happens. But if you're looking for a 991A, there's a Facebook group that just sells that has ham radio stuff, and they're all legit. You can find one for about $750 used, but very new, mint condition.
Interesting that you said a Facebook group.
Copy that. It's a Facebook group. I think it's Ham Radio for Sale. There's a couple other ones that are very scammy, but this one is legit. They put call signs out there, and people will vouch for each other on this site, which makes it pretty good. I went the new route because I like the warranty, especially brand new radio, brand new into HF. I'm bound to break something, or I'm going to need help with something I can't figure out online, so I figure I'll pay a little bit of the premium and buy new instead. But to each their own.
True. Yeah, Yaesu's 3-year warranty, isn't it?
Correct. I do love my warranties, and man, warranties have saved my butt in a lot of electronics.
Talking on now?
I'm on a ICOM 2730 Alpha with a a very tall antenna on the back of my car right now. I can't remember the exact model number.
Okay, well, that sounds good, too.
First started out, I got, I made sure I had the same base station radio in my house and my car so I knew exactly how they functioned. But then I got the HF rig, so I'm thinking about ditching the other radio, but I'm thinking I might hang on to it for a spare just in case. Maybe put it in the wife's car without her knowing it, which that won't fly.
I was going to say, good luck with that.
Next thing you know, I got a $300 paperweight sitting there in the front yard and wondering, what is this? I'm like, oh, that's my radio. Yeah, I'm not going to go that route.
Unfortunately, I am pulling in my destination, so I'm going to have to get off of here, but it was nice meeting you, nice chatting with you, and we'll do it again one day. This is Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Alpha Echo, KR4 ACR.
Good talking to you as well. Usually if I'm in a car or working in my house, there's a radio that's on, so I'll always be listening. This is KR4 AAE. Clear. 73 to you, Terry.
KR mobile.
0TR. This is KR4 AAE. How you doing there, Tom?
Good afternoon, Stephen. Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I just got 24 staples taken out of my chest. Don't know how I could be doing any better than that.
Yeah, man, 20. All I gotta say is, ouch.
There's only a couple of them even stung. They really don't hurt that much. They look bad. But this is the first transmission to mobile I've made in a long time, Stephen. Thanks for giving me the call. Oh, we're over here in Taylor's. I'm going to go get a blood draw now down at Greer Hospital and then go home and rest. I tire out pretty easily yet. I haven't been to physical therapy or anything like that. I have been surgery, they call it CABG. I had three bypasses. Oh, or something. This is N0TR. Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
Well, good afternoon, David. Nice to hear you this afternoon. Oh, just headed towards home. Got staples out of my chest and got to go get a blood draw. Maybe that's the last they'll stick me for a while. I've been stuck so many times lately. I'm like a pin cushion.
Got staples took out of my hip and back the other day, and it do feel a lot better to get them suckers out.
Things out in about 2 or 3 minutes. And these guys are really good down here, and I'll tell you, it's just a miracle how many of those heart surgeries they do.
I'm right fortunate. I've never had to have heart surgery done, but I've had my back cut on a couple times, and I cut into my throat to take care of an aneurysm type blockage. But anyway, hopefully all that's over and done with. I'll go for a while and not get cut on.
Well, it's pretty hot again today, but I guess good Lord and Mother Nature's going to bless us with some fall weather coming up here next week.
Yeah, they're just a little while ago, and that's what they're saying. It's supposed to get a little cooler, and it's not real bad down here. It's done hit the high of about 85, and if I'm outside under a shade tree and there's a breeze going, then, you know, it's comfy, but yeah, you get out in that sunshine and the breeze lay down on you, you want to get back in the house.
I got to take it easy until November, they said. I can't lift anything. They wire your breastbone back together. Not supposed to lift over, 5 pounds, Mom? Something like that. And I feel like I'm tied down, but beats having a heart attack. got a phone call, David. I got to answer it. This is Gerald Chiar.
See you a little later. Yeah, I'll have a good evening. Good afternoon. KF4NXY.